Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A lot of us spend a good amount of our young lives waiting or just avoiding pregnancy. But for those of us who decide to have children, it can be a difficult journey. Miscarriages, other pregnancy losses, infertility, as well as losing a newborn or an infant are real life heartbreaks that have long been dealt with in private. And that can feel very lonely. But there has been a shift recently in raising awareness that this is more common than we might think and that there's support. Jennifer Canvasser is among those helping people cope after suffering the loss of her infant, Micah. Jennifer is based in Davis and is the founder of the NEC Society, a nonprofit that is dedicated to preventing and treating a neonatal intestinal disease. She is also the author of Forever Our Little One, a storybook for families to read together after the devastating loss of losing a baby. And with that, we welcome Jennifer. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This is something that I personally have experienced more than once, and I can attest to how heartbreaking it can feel. You took your experience a big step forward by helping others during your own heartbreak, and this starts with your son, Micah. What would you like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost my son Micah just before his first birthday to complications of necrotizing enterocolitis. And I knew as soon as my baby took his last breath on my chest that my life was never going to be the same and that this was going to be a lifelong loss, that it wasn't just a loss that I was going to be able to get over in a month, in a year, in 2 years. There was not going to be a time limit on this loss. This is forever. And it's a life of grieving. And I didn't want to move on. I didn't want to heal. I wanted to keep Micah in my life. And that is what I've done through the Next Society and through Forever Our Little One and through connecting with other families who have tragically lost their babies. And together we're able to share our children's light and keep their memory alive.
You know, when dealing with that grief, and a lot of the times it can be dealt with alone, and even if you do have a partner or spouse or family or loved ones, I mean, you still kind of carry that alone, by yourself. What did it add to create this nonprofit, to write this book? Because now you get to share that support and that grief with other people who have gone through a similar loss.
Yeah, so I think I see it as a gift to other people, but it's also a gift to me and my family, right? Like, it's helped me find peace. I struggled for a long time after I didn't have Micah in my arms anymore. I was devastated, like we all are, after the tragic loss of our pregnancy or after our baby dies. And so being able to create these in Micah's memory has allowed me to find peace, and I think has helped other families find their road to peace as well.
Yeah, because there's not a handbook for this, you know, how to talk about it, when to share it, when it's comfortable, and you're creating that space, opening that up to make it safe for people.
And, you know, everyone copes so differently, right? So like you said, partners can cope differently. And even from person to person, we all, like, I am very public about my grief and my loss of Micah, but other people, they see it as something that's very sacred and private and they don't want to share. And there's not a right or wrong way. It's really whatever makes sense to you and to your family.
When did you decide to write a storybook?
Yeah, that's a great question. So after Micah died, I was looking for books to read with his two brothers. There was never a day that I said, you know, your brother died. It's just they grew up knowing that they have this brother whose name is Micah and that he passed away. And so Micah has always been a huge part of our lives. And we've read different books and I just didn't find the right book I was looking for. And so, you know, so I said, you know, I'm going to just create my own book. I'm going to write my own story so that my family can have something that resonates with our, not just devastation, but also the joy of carrying Micah's smile and his light and sharing it with the world. Because it's not just devastation. It's also the joy of that we had Micah and that we got to know his smile. And so that's what inspired me to write Forever Our Little One.
Yeah. I mean, when trying to look for something, some kind of just more information or some kind of solace for going through something like this, it can be really, really difficult. You can't find the right words. But you did this in a storybook that is appropriate for all ages, for families, and it's a bear family. Why a bear family?
You know, when Micah was born, he had a head full of hair and he was so fuzzy. He was born prematurely. He's a twin, actually. So he and his twin were born at 27 weeks gestation, weighing just 2 pounds each. And so even though Micah was so tiny, he had a ton of hair. And so he looked like a fuzzy little bear cub. And so we often would call him Micah Bear. And so when we were thinking, you know, when I was thinking about writing this story, and my mom is actually the one who illustrated the book, my mom is artistic, and I said, Mom, I need you to draw a story about a bear family. And she immediately understood why, because we would call Micah our Micah Bear.
What kind of reaction and responses have you had to people who've read the book?
It's just been so beautiful to see families feel validated and for kids to recognize themselves in the story. One of my dear friends, they lost their daughter, Sarah, to necrotizing enterocolitis, and they read the book with their kids, Sarah's siblings. And the kid said, Mommy, this is about our family. That's about Sarah. And that's what I want. I want other families to be able to see their family in the story. And you can actually, when you read the book, you can swap out little one for the name of your child. And so instead of forever our little one, it could be forever our Micah, forever our Sarah, and so forth.
Yeah, because I mean, you mentioned NEC, which is the condition mm-hmm. that Micah had. Yeah. You know, oftentimes we don't learn about these conditions until we're faced with that hard reality that things aren't what we thought they would be, and that the future that we had planned and hoped for is going to be irreparably different. But this book, you know, helps people connect and know that they're not alone in this.
Absolutely. And you're right. I didn't know anything about necrotizing enterocolitis until Mike was actually being diagnosed. And even though I was pregnant with twins and I knew I was maybe at a slightly elevated risk of giving birth prematurely, I was doing my best to do everything right. And my pregnancy was perfect until it suddenly went all wrong. So you're completely right.
What has brought you peace? I would imagine this nonprofit that you founded and this book and connecting with people has been, you know, a really profound silver lining to something just so devastating and tragic.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what has brought me the most peace, you know, the Next Society and the book and meeting all of the people that Micah has brought into my life has been beautiful. But knowing that I am still Micah's mother, that he is always my son, I think that knowing that, like, I truly know that. And when people ask me how many children I have, I tell them I have 3 kids. And if they keep asking questions, I do tell them about Micah. And it does make some conversations uncomfortable. And I don't care, because Micah is my son and he always will be. And that is, like, knowing that and being confident in that is what has brought me peace.
Yeah, we grow from that discomfort. Yeah. You know, that's how we grow and get a wider view of the world. This is part of a larger shift. You know, I think it is becoming more common to be open and talk about these types of losses. And you even went to an event yesterday at UC Davis.
I did, yeah. And that was really beautiful to see the families coming together in this way, the families who, some of them have just recently lost their babies or their pregnancies, and they're still in just the most raw days of grief. But having a community and knowing that they are not alone and being with families who really understand and can help them build that confidence in whatever that means to them, I think is really powerful.
Well, I would love, before we close the show, if you would read us Forever Our Little One.
Absolutely, I would love to. So this is Forever Our Little One. From the very beginning, little ones sparked joy and dreams. Brighter than fireworks, little ones shined like sparkly moonbeams. We were together, just like we should be. The air was soft and our hearts were free. Little one was in our arms, safe and sound. We could take on anything that might come around. But then our world changed in unexpected ways. We couldn't understand why, and life felt like a maze. Little one was unwell, but shined so bright. We needed a path to carry little one's light. Together in our den, all through the night, we wished for a miracle with all our might. Wrapped tight in our love, night turned to dawn, and our little one was gone. With shattered hearts, we didn't know how to go on. Without little one, our world was heavy and blue. We couldn't eat or sleep. We didn't know what to do. Little one was so young and was not supposed to die. It's not fair. We cry and cry and cry. Our minds raced. Our hearts ached. It felt like our world would break. So we lean on each other when the skies are gray. Signs of little one's light brighten our day. Sometimes we feel jumbled. We're happy and sad. Spending time in nature helps when we're feeling bad. It feels good to work in the garden and play outside. We ask questions and we talk about how little one died. On our adventure, we sense little one everywhere, but nowhere we can touch. So we tell a little one's story and we say a little one's name, and it helps us so much. As our community surrounds us with love, they lighten our sorrow. They celebrate little ones so we can dream of a brighter tomorrow. We love how little one inspires our family to help others. We remember little one by giving and celebrating with colors. At school, work, home, and play, our broken hearts grow stronger every day. Little one is forever with us, even as time rushes by. We keep little one in our hearts, and we know it's okay to cry. Let's take time to hold each other close. Hand in hand, love is what matters the most. Little one is our rainbow in the sky, the butterfly dancing in the air, forever our little one, who we love and carry everywhere.
I read that multiple times, and it's hard not to get teary-eyed, but you also, or cry. But what I took from it also was just how much that experience and your child and carrying an infant or baby, how much it's part of us for the rest of our lives. And it's not only bad stuff. It shapes us for the better if we allow that.
Absolutely. And I want to highlight about the community in the book and how it's not just about, you know, an individual or like the parents or even just the grand. It's really the community coming together to be okay being a little uncomfortable and talking about something that's really sad and tragic and devastating, and allowing us to remember and to share the little one's light.
Absolutely. Remembering also the joy and the wonder of the experience, and just being grateful of people that love you and that want to support you and go through that discomfort and that uncomfortableness with you, which is just an amazing gift. You have children. Mm-hmm. When they first read the book, what did they say after?
They're like, we like this, Mommy. I like it. And they, you know, they love the illustrations a lot. And it allows them to, you know, ask questions. And for us, we are a very open communication family. And so, you know, in the book, we say we ask questions and we talk about how little one died. My kids have asked some really direct, open questions. And I think that's healthy for us. That's what feels right. And so my kids have really appreciated having this tool.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Canviser is the founder and executive director of the NEC Society and author of Forever Our Little One, a storybook for families after the devastating loss of losing a baby. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.